we're not drunk.
¿Cómo te gusta mi finga?
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We say it what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Colombia will stop to finga. Hello, everybody. This is Uncensored Radio, and you know what? We gusta tu pinga. If you have a pinga or you don't have a pinga, we me gusta. I am your host, Karen Ashley, and I am with my dynamic duo, my partner in crime, Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeffy?
I am peachy keen. You know, I had me a glass of wine getting ready for this evening show, and then it hit me as I started to get in the bag. Oh, it's just us.
It's just us. It is only me and Jeffrey tonight, so if we fuck up, it's because we have no producer, and Katrina Johnson is missing in action. We have been left to be responsible. I don't know who the hell said we were responsible enough to be the bosses. I don't know how this happened.
Well,
did I tell you? Oh,
what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please,
no,
my love. Please.
I was just saying it's not.
It's not. It's absolutely not. No, this is the thing. Did I tell you that my mom, she was very mad at me the last time I saw her, which is about 2 weeks ago, because we have not started her show, which is Ask Mama, and she said, you guys have just forgot about me, blah, 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 and she was, like, going off on me, right? So I go, Mom, we haven't forgot about you. We've had a lot on our plate. I'm looking for a producer for you. I don't want to have full responsibility of this show, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, ask your boss. Tell your boss that I'm really good and blah, blah, blah. And I go, Mom, there's no boss. Do you want me to tell Jeffrey? So, Jeffrey, I think he thinks you're the boss.
Oh, boy, did she. Well, see, I like to slide in every once in a while and pretend to be the boss and be like, you're fired. You get your fucking
right.
Non-existing paycheck and get out. Other
yeah.
than that,
yeah.
No. No.
I know. Last night I was the boss. I was giving out demerits. If you missed the show last night, Katrina Johnson announces on the show that she had a hot date tonight. So that's why she's not here. So if you're listening and you're upset because you're being cheated out of the dynamic trio and you're only getting the duo, I want you to message her on her Facebook wall, at Katrina Johnson, Katrina A. Johnson, or on her Twitter, at Katrina A. Johnson, and tell her how disappointed you are that she is not on the show, and thanks a lot for going on her hot date and not caring about Uncensored Radio. You can quote me.
The bitch just abandons us, and she thinks it's okay. And you know what's funny is I was sitting here like before the show. I don't see this bitch promoting the show. Just because you're not here don't mean you can't not promote it. Stupid.
Right. You can send out a tweet. She's like, I got expensive tickets. Why she gotta rub that in our face?
I don't know, but she better give me an expensive ticket.
Right. I've got it. The other day I was telling her that me and my boyfriend, at last minute, spur of the moment, we're like, we're going to Denny's. We went to Denny's and, like, spent $8 because, you know, they got that $2, $4, $6 menu.
Girl, I don't know if I would talk about that in public.
It was great. They had the best pancakes. You know they have all-you-can-eat pancakes for $4.
I don't care what they got. Well, first off, it's Denny's. Second,
it was good. What?
No.
How can you go wrong on a pancake, really?
Bitch, I go to the Wendy's dollar menu, and I'll be much happier. I'll get me some fries.
No, I ain't going to hate on the Wendy's, because they got, what is that little burger they got, and the little fries for a dollar each? Or the chili. Oh, I love Wendy's chili, and it's a dollar. They charge a little extra if you want some cheese on it, but it's delish. So I'll just have the chili and, like, a side salad. It's, like, $2.50 or something like that. But she was like talking shit about me. Like, she said the same thing. Like, I wouldn't tell nobody you went on an $8 date. That's not good. You're being cheap. You're not a cheap date. Blah, blah, blah. And I go, my boyfriend is taking me to some fancy schmancy places. Trust me. And she goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so she remembered the time he surprised me with dinner on, like, a rooftop downtown. And then we went to that concert. And so she was like, no, I stand corrected. I know he knows how to put it down. But I was telling, I think I was telling James, I was like, sometimes it's that little quick dinner, that little quick, inexpensive, let's go get the dollar menu. It's like those moments that kind of mean a little more in a relationship than like the fancy schmancy. Sometimes that distracts you.
I don't really care. I just don't want dinner.
Okay, so have you and Joe ever had last minute, let's hit the Wendy's dollar menu?
Oh, honey,
and we're like,
of course,
oh my
I'm
God.
All about cheap food. Because
yeah.
The problem is when Joe and I go out to eat, this bitch got to get an extra side of this, an extra side of that. Some of this on it, some of that on it. To where the bill comes
right.
out for $55 and you, yeah.
You got to give him the rules of the 101 of the, this is like cheap date 101. We got to teach Joe how to stick to the rules.
Oh no, bitch, I tell him and then we'll go and he just doesn't care.
Oh my gosh.
one time we went out to breakfast.
He's pretty good at the cheap date.
Yeah.
You went to breakfast and what happened?
This bitch got a glass of milk, a glass of orange juice, and a coffee. The three drinks were more than our entire fucking meal for the two of us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because they charge you $2-3 for each drink.
Yeah.
You have your coffee before you, you have your orange juice at home because they give you a little ass cup of orange juice and charge you $3-4 bucks for it.
So I try to explain.
Yeah,
I try to explain this to him. So the next time he brings in, you know how they have the new water things that with the twist tops and they're aluminum or whatever that
yes.
Everybody has. So I get some of those. I get one and it's my favorite. Doesn't he fill it up with milk, bring it to the restaurant, and fucking leave it there? And he didn't even drink the milk. Oh, I knew. I knew it. And then, what?
Can you imagine when they found out? They're like, look at this cheap ass bringing in their own milk.
I know. I wanted to kill him. And then I pissed because, bitch, that was my favorite.
Yeah, it keeps your drinks real cold.
And then
you
wouldn't even go back and get it.
And put, some wine in there. And then when you drink it, it's like the metal makes it extra cold.
Girl, he just be agitating my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men have a way of agitating your face. I mean, it is what it is. But you love them, and you deal with it, and it's fabulous, because I'm sure we agitate the fuck out of their face. I know I do. I know I do. I thank my boyfriend every day for being so patient. And he thanks me, too. He's like, thank you for being so patient. We've come to appreciate the patience in each other.
So tell me why I'm trying to run the show from my iPod. And it's not working, so if your call gets dropped, we're going to have problems.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you mean your iPad?
Oh, why? What'd I say?
iPod.
Oh, I always do that. I swear I got a touch of something. I'm not really sure what it is.
Mm-hmm. Touch is special.
Spit all over my screen.
Uh-oh. Well, you're all fancy. You try to brag that you have an iPad. I don't even like you now.
No, it just pisses me off because, I got it specifically for the show to make my life easier, when we're going places or whatever. For me, it's 9 o'clock. I get up early. I'm tired. So, it'd be convenient to do the show while I'm laying in bed and not have to lug a laptop or, go sit at the desktop. So I got the iPad. Well, of course, I'll be damned if you can open the chat room on this bad bitch.
This is how fancy you are. You've got a desktop, a laptop, and an iPad.
Oh,
stop
no, girl.
Bragging,
no,
Jeffrey.
No. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. That desktop is the midget's. It ain't mine. And the laptop don't work for shit.
Oh. So you got an iPad.
If she moves out, we're screwed because I'm not going to have a computer to work the show on.
Don't leave Midge alone at the desktop. At least on, Wednesdays and Thursdays when James isn't around.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a problem.
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Okay, so I don't know. I can't remember exactly what I talked about yesterday, but I wanted to kind of like, I'm like, okay, did I already talk about this? I don't know. Did I?
See, fuck you.
Know.
Because you two bitches gave me so much shit about this. I don't ever remember what we talk about because we talk about everything. And half the time, I don't know if we talked about it on the show or if we talked about it earlier in the day or last week. Like, so I don't know. When she's like, we talked about it on the show. Bitch, I don't know if we talked about it on the show. You and I talk multiple times a day. I don't fucking know what we talked about it. Back off my shit.
I don't, oh, my bad. My apologies are being extended to you.
It wasn't so much you as the hooker with the heart of gold.
Yeah, she likes to rip you a new one every now and then.
I know. Well, her and I have been in this, like, little cat fight going on for a couple of weeks now. I can't wait to see what
happens.
I don't know. I think she's just jealous of my beauty.
Oh. I didn't mean to burst out in laughter. I think that's probably it. That is probably it, Jeffrey.
My new weave, and she's just jealous of mine.
Ooh,
better.
I know how it is to be jealous of a weave. I was jealous of Beyonce's weave on the Super Bowl, and I want to extend an apology to you, Jeffrey, because there is something that has come to my attention. I was looking on my Facebook newsfeed, and as you know, all of my Facebook friends are so knowledgeable and so informed, and I've loved Beyonce since Destiny's Child. I've loved her. I've stayed true. She had disappointed me in 2012 because she's a little bit of a copycat. She's copied the one artist in Belgium or Germany, I forget which one it was, but she copied the video. She, like, kind of stole that one song, If I Were a Boy, from a girl and said she wrote it. She didn't write it, and the girl, you know, basically proved in court. Or she settled out of court with this girl. I mean, there's been a lot of times that Beyonce, I think, has been a little too much of a Beyonce.
You were the one that brought it all up. With the scandal and her father making sure she had producer's credits or whatever is on all the songs for Destiny's Child when she had nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I know very high-powered producers. Like, this came out of, I'm not even going to mention the name, but this came out of an A-list producer who said they refused to work with Beyonce because they were like, yeah, we'll work with her. And then right before they were going to start, you know, they basically come up with a contract. So everybody knows this is what you're getting. And she basically wanted to, one of the things in her contract was that she writes all the songs and she's listed as the first writer. And they were like, hell no. Because if we write you a song, because they already have, like, two or three songs, they got a whole writing team. Like, most producers have a whole production team. And they were like, we already have two or three songs that we've presented to you. You like them, and these are the songs we're doing. You didn't write these songs. So we're not going to list you as a writer just because you're known to be a writer. Like, we're not going to do that, you know? And so they refused to work with her. They're like, unless you can, like, no, we made our living off of this. She wasn't asking for publishing. She just wanted credit that wasn't hers. So they got that little thing about them. And I don't know if it's Beyonce or if it's her management that feel like she's entitled to that. But this is what came to my attention, Jeffrey. You know, I felt her performance was flawless. I felt like she had served it up,
broke it down.
She did an amazing job. Well, do you know that I saw a picture? They had two pictures. It was Tina Turner and Beyonce. She damn near had the same fucking outfit. Like, leather bustier with the little lace at the bottom. Like, Beyonce, Tina Turner had that in the, like, the 70s. And then here's Beyonce dressed at the Super Bowl, almost identical. The only difference is Beyonce wore some gloves and the shoulders were a little different. But it was like the same fucking outfit. Like, I'm like, damn, you can't even hire a designer to come up with an outfit. And maybe the designer who did come up with the outfit, you know, but I would be like, look, we need something different. And I understand in fashion that it gets flipped, it gets turned, it gets done over and over and over millions of times. So there's really nothing that's an original idea. But why is it she's always, you know, guilty of this? Like, it just kind of made me mad. I was just kind of like, come on, Beyonce.
And it's not like she can't afford it. Bitch got dough coming out of her asshole.
Right. Yeah, she just signed $50 million with Pepsi. And then what was the Pepsi commercial? that she got $50 million for? Did they play a Beyonce Pepsi commercial that I missed?
No, and you know, that's something we didn't even talk about. Was I didn't even find the commercials that entertaining this year.
Oh, they were bad. They were bad.
Like,
did you have a favorite?
No,
did you have any one that
good.
Was kind of a favorite? No.
I think
what
there was
your
one...
most hated?
Oh, God, there were so many that were just stupid.
They were bad, huh?
I mean, it really was. Like, I can't even pick out, like, there's not one that, like, sticks in my memory that I was like, oh, that was kind of good. I know there was something that I laughed at, but I don't even remember what it was. Like, it wasn't that good. Now, like, the year before, that one with the Doritos, which, I mean, I thought it was stupid,
mm-hmm.
but it did make
with
me laugh
dog.
With the dog. Yeah,
and
the dog, like, yeah. Like, that made me laugh, but I'm like, I was, like, waiting for Budweiser, and then the Budweiser commercial came on, and I just looked over at my cousin, and I was like, what the fuck?
They went sentimental. Yeah, they went sentimental with the Clydesdale, and they went sentimental, you know, the guy, he raised the Clydesdale, and then the Clydesdale gets in the parade, and he goes and sees him, and then the Clydesdale finds him, and, you know, they went sentimental. Which is all right. I liked one commercial, and I, you know me, I'm all, you know, religious, and I liked the one about the farmers. It was a Dodge commercial, and
oh,
they went through the whole thing,
and
God made a farmer, and God. But you know why I liked it? Because I feel like that's an industry that never gets the right recognition. It's like a teacher. You
but
don't
bitch,
realize
what's that got to do with
teacher,
the Dodge? I remember watching that commercial. Like,
it is because most farmers have a truck. They got pickup trucks. So they have
they drive in a Ford.
No, they had a Dodge truck. They drive Dodge, like Dodge, Ford, Chevrolet. They drive pickup trucks, so I get it. But I felt like it shed so much light. Like, these are the people who work at 3, 4 in the morning. Like, we wouldn't have a food supply if we didn't have the farming industry. Like, we take it for granted. We take the people for granted. We take the – I mean, it's a hard job. And especially with the economy we're in right now, a lot of these people have lost their jobs. They, you know, I mean, it's like we're importing everything. It's like, you know, when you show no love to the guy in Iowa that's raising, you know, farming corn and the weather is horrible, it's a horrible weather condition. You know, it's like I was like, it made me go, wow. And, of course, you know, they go, God made a farmer and God made a farmer. And I was like, you know me, I'm like, I've never seen any commercial give that much love to God. So I was like, yeah. But I just felt like it was so amazing because I feel like a lot of times, like teachers, they don't get the recognition. These people have your kids for 8 to 10 hours a day, but no one wants to, you know, pay them. Like, they get paid the worst wages. They have a horrible union. They're overcrowded classes. I mean, you know, you're an educator. It's like, you guys don't get the love you deserve.
No,
you know,
my favorite
nurses,
is when the parents come in and they're like, I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, why,
yeah.
If your child wasn't an asshole because of you, it wouldn't be a fucking problem.
Right. Like, exactly. But that's the thing. Like, it's such a hard job. Like, think of a nurse. The doctor gets paid all the money, but it's the nurse that's there. Day in, day out, they've got to take care of you. They got to rub you. Oh, you're in pain. You know, it's like they got to do a lot. You know, sometimes the doctor's in for like 2 seconds and then they leave. You know,
girl.
Does everything.
Funny, I know how that feels.
What did I just jog? It seemed like I just like rattled some thoughts.
No, I was trying to figure out how I could turn it on Katrina, but I really got nothing. But so I'll go with the daycare.
Right. You know, it's like you do a radio show all the time. You come up with all the ideas, and then someone just calls. Oh, they just tell you they got expensive tickets.
I did all your promotion for you. I've been trying to make you extra money, and you just fucking delete me, you dirty Grammy bitch.
But we love her.
All because I said you like big boys, you son of a bitch.
We love. I know, she's straight. Oh my God, I told her. You see, I got on her the other day. I was like, this needs to be corrected. Like, you need to be reestablished as an administrator on her account. You know, it's a joke. What's funny is I thought she thought it was a joke, but yet she still hasn't reestablished you. So I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no, I don't even want to do it now. Bitch got to do her damn self. Miss Katrina Johnson from All That can call Lori Beth Denberg, and maybe she can put some vital information on her damn Facebook page, because it ain't going to be me.
She's crazy, because you know what? Jeffrey Emmett does so much for me. He's now on the payroll. Like, he has negotiated, you know, conventions. He has wheeled and dealed pictures. He has been on my ass to get new pictures for you guys, because he's like, look, this is what the fans want. They email every day. When I don't have time to check the Facebook, he checks the Facebook. I mean, he is on it like white on rice, and she's crazy. You have brought in income into my household, so she's freaking crazy. Like, insane, deranged. I don't know what's wrong with this chick. She better reestablish, and you need to be on the payroll.
All I'm saying is just take me to food.
Right.
And frankly,
Jeffrey,
I just
pay him in food, but I actually pay him in cash.
And I just want to say, fine, as a big bitch, thank you to those farmers in fucking Iowa. I appreciate your food, and I could go for some right now.
Right. I know. I want some good organic food.
I could go for some sweet potato fries.
After I finish this show, I'm about to go to the grocery store and buy some of that organic food.
You are ever. Girl, you have a shopping problem. You are always at the grocery store every day.
No, but today, well, because you know why? I like to buy things fresh. So I'm one of those people where I live right around the corner from an organic grocery store, so I just go and pick up the meat I need, and then it's like 2 seconds. I'm in and out, you know.
Oh, no. See.
Like, it's like literally. I don't want to freeze it. I don't want to sit it in my refrigerator. I just want to go get it. And I'll usually go, like, today I'm going to go, I'll grab two things. I'll grab something for today, for tonight, something for tomorrow night, and then I'll be good. Like, I won't go to the store tomorrow.
Well, my problem is, I guess I don't leave the house that often. So to go to the grocery store is like an act of Congress.
Right.
And the best part is,
order Joe to do it.
No, oh God, no. Then the bill is like three times expensive, and it's like all this shit. It's like, dude, are you upstairs like getting high every day? Like, what's all this munchy shit? I don't.
What is this? What are with the double stack Oreos and the?
Yeah. Like, he was shitting bricks. He went with me Sunday, and it was like $180, and he's like starting to sweat at the register. I mean, he's like. Like, he's looking at it, and I'm like,
why?
What?
Why? Because a lot of money?
$180. He's like, oh, my God. I'm like, Joe, like, I got all these daycare children to feed. I got you to feed. I got to feed the midget. You know, my parents will usually come over for dinner, which, you know, which is actually
what?
Nothing, because I always cook enough for, like, five or six people.
Right. You're great. You can feed it. You feed the neighborhood.
Well, and it's cheap. Like, my father's like, we did this. I did a pork roast and mashed potatoes and sauerkraut and some pork balls. And he's like, how much all this cost? I'm like, under $10.
You have to teach me how to make a pork roast, because I don't know how to do none of that.
Girl, you know what? Now I'm so lazy now. And actually, with Mimi, the chicken 84, she'd throw them bitches in the crock pot, throw some of that Lipton French onion soup on the top of that bitch, throw it and put it on high, and pull that bitch out at night. Simple.
Wow. You know what you need to do? You need to do, we've always talked about this, you need to do a cooking segment. And it should be quick, easy recipes, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Like, you just give us the directions, tell us what to do, give us a helpful hint, and boom, that's it. There's your segment.
Well, I just did, girl. Get you a pork roast. Get you a nice cut of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You can even do pork roast or beef. You know, you could do a pie roast, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I'm more of a beef.
Throw that bitch
okay.
in the crock pot with like half cup, cup of water, a pack of Lipton's, French onion soup. You can get the grocery store brand. That's fine. Throw it up on there, maybe some garlic, salt and pepper if you prefer, and leave it in there, and then mash you some potatoes, and there you go. You got you the meal.
And how long does it take to cook it in the crock pot? Because is it like a 6-hour cook, or is it like it depends on the size of the roast?
It depends on the size of the roast. I want to say.
At least 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll put my roast in 9, 10 o'clock, and it's done by 5 or 6. You know, I probably could have been done even sooner, but, you know, I like my meat cooked. You know, I can't, if it's pink or blood, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're not like me. I like a steak, and I like it medium. I like a little
Girl, and it's traumatizing.
Right.
You know, when my grandfather, grandfather died, we went over to my uncle and aunt's house, who we're not very close with.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, had somebody come and cook, and they did that. What the hell is that, beef prime rib or something, which I don't even think I've ever had before.
Oh, right, where it's really rare. You have rare space, like, a lot of rare.
Yeah, like, I'm just, I mean, I've just started eating steaks in the last couple of years. Like, I've just never been a red meat kind of person.
Right.
I really wasn't kind of a meat kind of person at all. Like, chicken's only been in the last, like, 5-6 years. Like, I just didn't like meat. Girl, and, like, how do you explain that? Like, how do you like it? I'm like, well done. And it come out, and I mean, I could have checked this blood type. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there, thank God, we're, like, they segregated us, you know, 30 years old, and I'm still at the fucking kid's table. And I'm looking at my brothers, and they're looking at me, and then we're looking at this cousin of ours. And I'm like, is he touched? They're like, I think so.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was bad. And then he's like... They got all this, like, cheap, like, ugly, fancy shit out that I'm like, where did this bitch get her style from? But that's really irrelevant. But, I mean,
right.
She was this slab of meat. It was mooing. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? And then, you know, like, what am I going to do? I can't not eat it now because that would be rude.
Put it in the microwave. It'll cook it through.
No, bitch. I was dying. I sat there and ate every fucking last piece of it. The whole time I'm like,
this is the thing. I love a medium steak. Like, I used to always have it medium well done. Like, that was a thing. And then I remember a friend of mine worked at a restaurant. He was like, you're crazy. You're killing that steak. You're killing the flavor. Let me make you a steak. One time, just one time. Take two bites, and that's all I ask. If you want it a little bit more well done, I'll do it. And I was like, and he was like, I'm going to do a medium. It's not going to have blood dripping, but it's going to have some pain. And I was like, oh. He goes, no, just try it. Two bites. And I tell you, Jeffrey, he was right. The steak
has so much
more flavor.
Joe's father's another one. That motherfucker, you tell him well done. I'm like, bitch, I want it black. I want it fucking crispy burnt.
You like a little char?
Yeah, and it's still fucking bleeding. I'm like, dear God. You know, so at first, we'd get so pissed. And, like, Joe would know it because I just wouldn't say stuff, and I'm just, like, fucking twerking around the meat like, God, I'm going to kill this son of a bitch. Like, what part did you not understand when I said I wanted it fucking? What? Girl, what? Are you a nom? What's happening?
I am not. No, there was a motorcycle that
was,
like,
what part did you not? I'm like, I'm doing the show live from Kuwait.
It scared me. I was like, whoa. Like, it was, like, the loudest freaking bike I've ever seen. Like, I'm like, damn.
You're serious.
Yeah, I'm in Vietnam.
I just, no, don't fuck with my food. No.
Oh, I know. Well, this is the thing. It leads me to a topic that I sent you today, and
I'm
the same way. Don't
Wait, you
fuck
need to text your
food.
Mother and tell her to call in for this.
Oh, I know. Okay, but she believes in, like, she would have done the same thing. There's a mom. Her name is Dara Lynn Weiss. She was on Anderson Cooper recently, and she did an article for Vogue, and then she later did a book called The Heavy. And she has been getting a ton of flack lately because she did this article for Vogue. She had a daughter who was 7 years old. They considered the daughter obese. And And the doctor said for her to put her on a diet, which a lot of kids this day, you know, obviously obesity is a huge problem with children. So, you know, that's really not the story. The story is that she put the daughter on a very strict diet, like certain amount of calories. It was, I was with the freaking, I think every motorcycle in L.A. is riding next to me. Okay. Put the daughter on a very strict diet and then went on, you know, telling other mothers, giving them advice on what to do on to get their kids on diet, told them examples of, like, when the little girl was at a birthday party and they had talked about it before the party and said, you know, you'll have a piece of pizza and you'll have a slice of cake, but that's all you're going to have. And, of course, you get a kid at a birthday party, there's candy, there's cookies, there's this, there's everything. And she would stop the kid and say, no, you're not going to have that, and would reprimand the kid. And so she's been getting a lot of, like, hate mail You know, and then to top it off, she's not just a normal mom. She's a mom who's like a New York socialite. She did this article for Vogue, which Vogue is known for having rail thin models. She also, basically had these issues when she was a child. She's admitted to being bulimic at one point in her life. She used to take laxatives at one point when she was a teenager. You know, she's always been on a diet. She's always taken, you know, diet pills. And so they're like, is this really the way to make an obese child lose weight, or is she hurting her in the sense of making this kid have a complex and making this kid hate herself and making this kid later have issues with her self-image and
weight?
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 because the kid was sick.
Absolutely.
But then also, I think it's the strictness of what she did. It was so regimented. What do you think? Because I know you're an educator, and you've taken care of many a kid.
I think we're asking the wrong question. I think the question should be, well, what else do you do?
Right.
Really?
Well,
what else do you do?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I always think that, I've had situations where I've known kids who are overweight, and I've seen where the mother didn't deny the child. You know, obviously in certain circumstances, you can't deny a child at a birthday party. It's kind of a birthday party. It's like Christmas. You just eat what you want to eat on Christmas, you know? But, you know, I've seen them, instead of getting the unhealthy snack, they started getting healthy snacks. Instead of, you know, sitting and watching TV, they had to go play outside, or they started playing like a sport. You know, you limit their portions. I don't know. I just feel the question is, how young is too young for a kid
None
to be on a
works.
Diet?
I mean, as
works?
A kid, I was overweight. I was always outside playing. I mean, you know, later on, I did become quite the TV junkie. But, I mean, I was always outside doing stuff. You know, we did the healthy
snacks. All I know is you watching Dynasty in Dallas. I don't know you, Melrose
That's
Place.
Right.
I don't
no,
know
like
outside.
I was that kid. I'd disappear outside for hours. You know, we were the kids. We rode our bikes all over town. You know what I mean? Like, you'd ride to your friend's house. I'd ride to Lord Voldemort's mom's house across town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what you did. You know, so it's not that I was an inactive child. I played soccer. I played baseball.
Right.
You know, so I actually did shit. I just, the way, you know, kind of never left. And, you know, she tried, like, we did carrots and celery and all that kind of horseshit for snack. And it never worked.
Do you think it was okay with what this woman got her child down, and the child, you know, obviously any health issues the child was having went away?
I kind of feel like if it's a medical condition, what are you going to do? Because if I go to the doctor tomorrow and they say you have, you know, what is it, type 2 diabetes?
Right.
What am I going to do?
Right.
Like,
you change your life.
I'm going to make some drastic changes. I may not
but
like
you're
it.
You're an adult. You're not a 7-year-old.
Right, but if you don't, I don't know, like, I've really, like, thought about this, because you had said something a while ago, and I think I saw something, so I've been, like, actually thinking about this for days, and it's something I really struggle with, because Joe's sister's actually going through it, her daughter's going to be 2, and she's a brick shit house, like, she's a big girl, she's not morbidly obese, but she's sick, and, you know, my big kiddo friend Missy, her daughter was a very sick child, and I was a little concerned about that. But now this child, like, she was sick, but she ate vegetables and fruit. Like, that was her favorite thing. Like, she wasn't really big on the junk food, but she was very, very sick. So it was kind of like, well, how is this girl sick if she, you know, she's not eating shit? She's actually eating good for her food. So how is she overweight? So, and that's where I think that there's something else. And I really feel like, you know, maybe it's the whole eating for your blood type or whatever it is. Like, there's something in your body where even if you're eating healthy, like, your body just doesn't do well with certain things, and I think you have to find that out. You know, now as I'm getting older, I'm starting to figure out over the last couple of months, like, oh, this is why I feel like shit this day, or I feel better when I eat this, or, oh, I can't eat that because I notice this. And I feel like if you teach your child that from the jump, or if you notice the problem, you try to curb it, I think maybe drastically is the way to go, because, I don't know – if my mother would have.
What you're saying is a little different. Like, what you're saying is you help the child find the right food, the right lifestyle. This woman had her baby on a diet.
Yeah,
it
but
was
what,
like,
I mean, how
hardcore,
else?
You ain't going to have more than 1,000 calories. And, you know, like, my, I will say this, my boyfriend. His sister oftentimes will put her children on diets and, like, we'll go, what did you guys have for dinner? And they're like, lean cuisine. And I'm kind of like,
oh, that's
okay.
That's not even a fucking diet. Like, that's not even good food. Like, it's shit. Like, okay, now see this.
But, you know, but what I, you know, and obviously I am not a parent. I'm not going to claim to be the expert. But what I find is, like, why aren't they working out or why aren't they in activities that they're active, because they're not really active in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could change other things in their life so that they could get thinner or that they could be a little more, like, I just don't believe, you know, that, you know, and then there was one of the times that the woman in the book said that the daughter had, you know, they had a school fair or something at her school fair, and of course, the daughter ate a bunch of stuff at the fair, but so did all the other kids. So she denied the daughter dinner that night.
Okay.
Because she had exceeded her calorie count. Like, I think it's the way that this woman went about it. What you're talking about is you are talking about, you know, finding the right foods that work for you. Do it, you know, like you said, the blood type thing and, you know, making sure you're eating foods that aren't going to just go straight to your thighs, but actually are more healthy, you know, protein or whatever works.
But we
you
also,
know?
But we don't know what, you know, this could have been a child. Like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
she's a socialite. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
take a wild stab in the dark. I'm guessing this is allegedly. This kid was probably a spoiled fucking brat.
Probably.
And her mom, she, you know, she obviously enabled her child to get fat. So
right.
at that point, you know, I kind of feel like you probably needed to do something drastic. And
mm-hmm.
even though I don't necessarily like the, oh, she didn't let her eat dinner that night,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's going to be interesting to see in 10 years from now where this child's at.
Right.
To see what happened. Because I feel like maybe we need to try this. And, I mean, looking at over in Japan and stuff, like with the kids in schooling, those people are so fucking strict. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's
right.
insane. But those are the people and the children that are excelling in school and going to college at 12.
Right.
Where what do we have? We
mm-hmm.
have dropout kids that are smoking crack and shaking pill bottles as their mating call in West Virginia.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, you know, this is my thing. I've also seen where there are children who were chubby kids, like straight up fat kids. And then once they hit their teen years, they found something that made sense for them, and they grew 5, 6, 7 inches, and all of a sudden they're, like, skinny, and they lost all that weight. It's almost like they went through the little chubby stage.
Yeah, see, that's
you know?
I was a skinny kid, and then I,
mm-hmm.
which there is now studies that are saying they're linking
mm-hmm.
years ago having tonsils out in obesity. Like, I haven't followed up on the report to see where it went.
Really?
Yeah. Because that was one of the things my mother noticed as a child, that after I had my tonsils out, I started putting on like 10 pounds a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of then, and that happened in kindergarten. So I was like 5 or 6, and I was an average kid. You look at the pictures, you're like, oh, you know, the kid
right.
is not fat. And then it started
right.
crumbling out. And then by high school, you know, but at that time my life was very fucked up too, and I kind of used food to cope. And I mean, to
right.
this day, like, I still, if I'm wicked stressed, I'll go eat everything in the house.
Right, right.
You know, also, the
only reason I was really drawn to this story because they also had a study where they talked to, like, 5-year-olds and, you know, whatever, and there were, you know, little girls, I think it was before they got into kindergarten, and they asked all the little girls and all the little boys if they liked themselves. And they were like, you know, most of them said yes, you know. Then they asked that same group of kids when they hit, like, their teenage years, do you like yourself? And 80% of the girls said no. And then they would list, like, things they felt were wrong with them. And it was all physical things. Where it was like, maybe, you know, the boys, maybe 2 of the boys didn't like themselves, but the rest of them did. Like, it was like it was crazy how women have these physical, like, you know, you don't think you're pretty enough. You don't think you're skinny enough. You don't think you're, you know, it was like that kind of stuff. And I was like, and it was funny because on Anderson Cooper, he was really on that. Like, he was like, you know, do you think you're putting your own kind of self-hate onto your daughter? And Kimora Lee Simmons, who was on the show, and she's a mom of three, she was like, you know, obviously I was a model, and I had people always telling me to lose weight. And she kind of had a problem with the woman who did the article. Like, she was like, you did it for Vogue magazine, a magazine
right,
that,
I read
you
that,
know,
yeah.
pretty much touched up every woman. Like, that's not even real. Like, those bodies in that magazine aren't even real. Like, they're not that skinny, and they're not that perfect. And, you know, and then she also was saying how, you know, as a mom, like, are you hurting your daughter? Like, I don't want my kids having those kind of issues. Like, you know, it's one of those things. Like,
yeah,
me and my husband, me and my ex-husband, we always, you know, my husband does yoga, and he's taught the girls how to do it, and, you know, they've kind of gone through their stages, but they're, you know, they're perfectly fine, healthy children, you know?
It always kills me, though, is because I see these people,
mm-hmm.
and it's very difficult for me. Because as
yeah.
a child, I had, you know, my mom, who I don't feel she was that strict. And then I had
mm-hmm.
her mom, who was not strict at all. She was like fun grandma. And
right.
then we had my father's mom, who was strict. Like, you
right.
didn't fuck around. You mind your manners. You did what
right.
you were told. And there was just no discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that gave me a healthy balance somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily sure that being that strict is wrong. Because
right.
what is she teaching her daughter? You,
right.
like, and I'm assuming she would be telling her daughter, you're overweight,
mm-hmm.
and it's affecting your health. I'm not
right.
doing this to be mean to you,
right.
but I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to save your life. Because if you
right.
keep eating like this and you don't lose weight, you're going to
right.
be sick for the rest of your life. And it's going
right.
to be a short one. And, I mean, kids
mm-hmm.
get that kind of stuff, and I'm not necessarily sure that that's a bad
mm-hmm.
thing.
She
you know,
said that,
I'm not...
She told the daughter, she said, you know, she was telling Anderson Cooper and everyone in the audience, she was like, you know what, when the doctor said, we took the advice of the doctor. At that point, we didn't consult, we didn't ask nobody else's advice. The doctor said, she needs to lose weight. This kid is considered to be obese. And so she goes, at that point, we change things, and we change them drastically. And she goes, and I don't apologize for that because now my daughter's healthy. She's, you know, of a normal weight for a child her size, and she seems happier, you know. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think there's always two sides to it, you know, and you're right. Like, I had the same thing. I had, you know, a mom who was really strict. I had a dad who was not. You know, my dad would, you know, it was like always like Christmas and he went to his house because we'd go and have Pizza Hut and we'd have Kentucky Fried Chicken and we'd have, like, you know, he was like, because he didn't cook. So it was like, where are you guys going to eat? McDonald's. Like, it was like, whatever he said, it was like, okay.
Did you do that one?
Yes, I did. And then my sister, because you know me, I lived out of town. Like, I lived in Dallas, and Odessa was about 5 hours away. So when I would come to visit, I'd come for the summer. I'd come, you know, for a week or two. You know, so it was, like, really Christmas for me. Like, they'd be like, tell Dad that we want pizza for dinner. I wouldn't even be thinking about pizza. And I'd go, Dad, Daddy, we want pizza. And boom, here, next thing you know, we got pizza. You know, and it was like Christmas every single day. Dad, we want ice cream. Like, it was like, we want to go skating. We were skating, you know. It was ridiculous. But trust me, he'd be like, what do you want for breakfast? McDonald's. Like, it was like,
It is bad for me. Like, I go over to my cousin's house, and his son is 4, and I
mm-hmm.
see the shit that he's feeding him, and I about have a coronary. And then I saw him drinking Kool-Aid, and I almost punched my cousin in the face.
I've seen,
you know,
babies with Coke in their bottles.
Oh,
like,
see
Coca-Cola,
that? Like,
if I see somebody
that, I don't care where I am or who you are, you're getting a fucking mouthful. Like, I'm about to get all up in your business, and then I'm going to call CPS myself. But, you know, he'd be giving his kid Kool-Aid, and I'm like, look it, maybe that was cool when we were kids, but we know better now. Like, and then he brought over a thing of juice, and I'm like, dude, there's no juice in my house. There's no fucking reason to have it. It's not nutritional. They don't need it.
No.
They can
have
water or milk.
Want.
Period.
Right. And you have an apple if you want some juice. You have some grapes
right.
if you want some juice, you know?
Like, there is no Kool-Aid, there is no juice. Like, Reese comes over, and this is my big titty friend, you know, baby. Reese is so funny because he comes over and he always wants popcorn. He always wants to have popcorn with me and watch a movie. And, like, that's as bad as it gets. Like, then once in a while, like, if there's a bunch of kids, like, maybe we'll go get some ice cream or something. We'll have a treat. Like, you gotta go have popcorn or you can have ice cream or something. You can have one. Or, you know, maybe we'll get a pizza. But then there ain't going to be no treats later. We're going to have some apples. Like, I'm actually really strict with the kids. Like, I don't really like to give them shit. And it's getting worse, too, is now that I have a parent who's kind of doing all natural food, and I'm learning, too, from them, which is great.
Right.
You know, and I'm kind of incorporating it for all of the children.
I think that's great. No, I think it's wonderful because you'll be surprised. Kids love food. Like, they love healthy food. But you don't
give
them, you know? You don't give them
like,
a chance to love it.
I made the pork roast the other night, and I gave the kids pork roast. I mean, not that this is all that healthy. But just to say, like, you
it's
know.
It's actually really healthy. Pork is fine if you eat it in moderation.
It's
and
like,
it's
you know,
really healthy with the way you cooked it. You know,
3-year-old, 4-year-old, I gave them pork and mashed potatoes, of course, and sauerkraut. They all ate the sauerkraut, and they're like, first, what is this? Ow. And they ate it, and they all loved it, and they ate all of it. You know,
I don't
they'll
know
have,
what
like,
sauerkraut is.
And then they gave them, like, green beans, and they love
but
them.
But I think
they
hate it.
It's like, it's cabbage, just, I don't know, soured, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
I wouldn't like it. But keep going. I love the green beans. I love the mashed potatoes. And I love the pork roast. Go ahead.
Like, they'll do all that. And then, like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's days I need a quick lunch. So I keep me some chicken nuggets on hand. But they got the child nutrition label. Not that that makes me feel much better. But, you know, it fits
no,
into the.
No, but I think that's anywhere. Because, like, when I used to be at school, you know, they would have healthy lunch. We had a salad bar. And then there would be time there's pizza day. Everybody got pizza. You know, it was like one of those things. You know, it was just what it was. Yeah.
Well, it's just a matter of what I got going on, you know, because it gets a little crazy with all the babies, and there's just some days I don't have the time to, you know, so we'll do chicken nuggets, and I'll do chicken nuggets, and you have to give them, like, a carb, so I'll do SpaghettiOs. Half the time, the kids won't even touch the shit. They won't eat it, but if I make my homemade sauce and give them some pasta, it's going on a salad.
That homemade sauce and that pasta are banging. I don't blame them. Those kids are smart. They know what's up.
Well, I can only, like, dab a tiny bit of sauce and then mix it on the noodles because they're like, it's too spicy. Like, they don't even like pepperoni, which is so, I don't know, it's just odd to me because, like, now Missy's other daughter, Renaya, she's older. She's 5. That little girl will be like, you got some hot sauce, Uncle Jeff? This is because this is like 3. She's like, you got the hot sauce? Where the hot sauce? You got some Franks? Like, that girl.
That's funny. Well, you know what it is, though? It's just that they're different palates. Kids have different.
Yeah.
Like, usually they're not ready for something like a pepperoni. Like, my nephews will be like, they'll rip every piece of meat off of a pizza, and they'll just eat cheese. And sometimes they'll just eat the bread. Like, they just want the pizza bread and, like, the sauce on the bread. And I'm like, we should have just got them a cheese pizza, or we should have just got, you know. But, yeah, it's really weird. But, yeah, they'll eat hot sauce like chips and salsa.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really weird. Like, really weird, you know.
And
then they call,
cousin.
Like, you know what, please, I was going to say, they call, like, this one gum, like, yeah, what is that one, the red gum? Like, I forget what it is, like, sugar-free, like, but it's red. Anyway,
oh,
they'll call that
big red?
Spicy gum. Yeah, they're called spicy. It's spicy. And I'm like, but you ain't chips and salsa? You want to eat this gum? It's weird.
I know.
Kids are
like,
weird.
My cousin, you know, it's Dale. So for everybody questioning, you know, that if we ever get this guy show up and running, he'll be a part of.
Yeah.
He brought his son this morning with a Danable yogurt or something. It was like not in a cup. But it was, like, something you could drink it out of kind of thing. And he's like, I'm like, Dale, okay.
Like yogurt.
First,
it's called
yogurt,
your kid
with
and
toy.
You can drink it.
Let's not do this. Now you're bringing him with food, but not enough for everybody else. So then I got to listen to all the other kids, bitch, as to why they don't have this. This is why there's rules in the handbook. And just because you're my cousin don't mean you could break a motherfucker. Then his excuse is because the kid got a little lead poisoning. Thank you, crazy cat lady. That this is what the doctor told him to give him to help clear out the lead. I'm like, I haven't seen him since after because Kelly and I were looking at each other like, I went, this is what's going to get rid of lead. She's like, it's crap. I'm like, I know. To be like,
lead
the doctor
poisoning.
Told
me.
What?
He said he got lead poisoning, the baby?
He got a little touch of the lead.
Oh, my gosh. How do you get a touch of the lead?
Well, what it was kind of, well, it was the apartment that Dal's living in was an apartment years ago Joe and I were going to gut and then live in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the process was very slow going, and the apartment still kind of not finished all the way. But all of the woodwork was, like, painted 10 times over. So we've, like, started stripping it and whatever. Before my cousin moved in, the chick that lived there painted over it. We stripped it and sanded it all. Well, all of that got into the floors, you know, because we're sanding lead paint, and none of us knew it, so we're all probably going to die from lead. You know, we probably got crazy amounts of lead in our system. Because I don't even think I had a mask on. I'm sanding all this paint. That it's all in the air, and we're walking around in it. You know, so it got down in all the heating vents. Like, what they had to go through to clean it out was nuts. And nobody, you know, none of us thought anything about it. Like, we, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we removed it. So he's not eating paint chips. What's the problem? Like, we didn't even think about the dust.
Right. That you inhale,
into everything.
Which is
and
even
then
worse.
It blowing. Yeah, it was so bad. So the poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's giving him Danable yogurts. And then, oh, remind me to send you the video I took of his kitchen. You're going to love it.
Okay. I can't wait, because I know already it's going to be a hot mess.
Like, I go over there, and I know if I want junk food, and I don't, because I don't, you know, normally buy it for the house. Like, once in a while, like, I bought me some Wheat Thins, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which isn't really junk food. It's kind of okay.
Yeah, but that to me, like, that's my junk food. Like, I'll go to Dale's, and if I want some Oreos, because I know that son of a bitch has always got some Oreos, Pop-Tarts, and fruit snacks. And any kind of frozen pizza contraption thing you want. So I go over there, I just don't even know.
That's a smorgasbord of craziness.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's tried, you know what, he's raising that kid by himself. He didn't come, you know, he didn't really have the best parents.
Right,
so, I mean,
right.
He's trying, you know, so I give him that.
Right.
But it's like, at the same time, it's like, damn, you're feeding
right,
your kid shit.
So, right. I bet whenever he meets the right woman, he's probably going to get, you know, she's going to hopefully be a woman that helps them. Changes their diet. It's almost like he needs a woman's touch in that house.
Yeah, like he doesn't know how to cook, and he's trying to learn because he
uh-huh.
doesn't know how to cook. Like, I don't even think he knew how to make toast up until a couple of years ago.
No.
You know, and he's also the one, though, that completely shaved his body and was going to make a suit out of fruit roll-ups.
For Katrina Johnson.
Yeah.
You see how much of a troublemaker that girl is.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the man wrapped around her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Well, I met Dale, and I like Dale so much. He's such a nice person. So I know his heart is in the right place. Like, he's like trying to do the right thing, and like you said, probably doesn't have the right tools or the knowledge of what the right thing is, but he's trying his best, I'm sure. And I'm sure that kid is so loved, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that kid's got, I think, every toy under the sun. Like, it's insane.
Aww.
I go over to the house, and I'm like, throw this shit out. Like, box it up, put it away, and then give it back to him in a couple of months, and he'll think it's Christmas. Like, what are you doing? Like, there's a whole room, like, two rooms. It's just toys. Get rid of this shit.
Wow.
He doesn't even use them.
Wow. That's awesome.
No,
that
it's horrible.
That is awesome. That's horrible.
I'm so judgy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm such a judger.
Yeah, like, we talked about this last night when I was like, I don't really judge. I don't try to judge people. And you were like, I do.
No, but I mean, I realize, like, how bad it is, especially with people and their kids. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but I feel like I've done this shit for 15 fucking years at this
right.
point. You had a kid for like 2 years. Like, you didn't know what the fuck you were doing then. You still don't.
Right.
You know, or you read a book or you read this book, and it's like, bitches, do you know how many babies have come in and out of my arms? Like, I've been doing this for a while. I've been around a lot.
Right. Yeah, like, you're my friend always calls me a mom without a kid. And I'm like, everybody always goes, how do you know so much about kids? And how do you know? And I'm like, because my sister's like, I'm the baby of six, you know, I've got six, you know, sisters, and I got a brother. So that's like seven people above me that all have kids, with the exception of one. Like, me and one don't have kids, but everybody has kids, like multiple kids. And so I've been around these kids. Like, my oldest sister has a daughter that's a couple years younger than me. So, I mean, literally, we grew up together. We're like sisters.
What?
And it's just the fun, yeah. And it's just the funniest thing, because it's like, you know, she has a baby now. And so it's like, I've kind of just missed the boat on the baby, but it's like, you know, I know, right? But it's like, I've raised so many children that weren't mine, you know? And it's like, I've taken them to the doctor to get their shots. I've taken them to first day of school. I've, you know, bought the school supplies. I've bought the, you know, I've done a lot of things that most, you know, that most non-parents have never even thought of. I've been there when they've had the chicken pox. I've been there when they had the flu, ear infections, like, got them to take the medicine. You know, I know all the little tricks. So it's like, if and when I ever have a baby, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Yeah, see, yeah. And then it's like, after doing this and being so busy, I'm like, I just, I don't know. Catch me in my 40s, like, for real. Like, talk to me in my 40s about babies.
Me too. But that's kind of the sad part. Like, it's almost like that was like the best birth control, was seeing them have the kids and the responsibility of the kids, the never-ending wants and needs of the kids, because kids need a lot of things, and they, you know, then they also want a lot of things, and it's just like, oh. So I think it's almost stopped me from having a child. Like, now I have all these rules. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to have a child until I have this much money saved in the bank. I'm not going to have another child until I know I can send the child to private school. I'm not going to have a child until the world becomes a better place. Like, it's like crazy. Like, it'll be
you can't plan for that. I can, but you can't.
Why?
Well, because I'm going to likely have to pay somebody buku dollars if I actually want them to carry my baby. Or I'm going to just adopt one. I don't have time to be playing about. I got to have, no.
You have to have a baby at some point. I think I have to have a baby at some point. But it's almost like, I don't know if that point is ever going to come. Because now in my head, I don't want to struggle the way that I've seen my sister struggle. I don't want my child to go to, like, overcrowded classrooms and not learn shit.
Right.
I don't, you know, I want my kid to be able to be in the things that I feel like they need to be in. They're into sports. They want to play an instrument. They want to go to acting class. Whatever it is, we're going to do it, you know, and I want to be in the position to do it. And
well, bitch,
so
you need to get
it.
The fuck out of L.A.
I know, right? I need to move back to Texas. Where my sister owns a home and pays the same amount of money that I pay for rent on a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Everyone lives in an apartment in California.
Isn't your rent more than my mortgage?
Yes. I think so. And you've got a 4 or 5-bedroom home, right?
Yeah, 4-bedroom. Yeah.
4-bedroom, basement, and attic.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Something's very wrong.
Yeah, I'm
but,
just gonna,
you know,
see, and this is where you're like, oh, you got to move out there. I'm like, I don't know that it's worth.
Well, I think at some point in your life, your career will take over and you'll move out here. And hopefully the financials will be in place and we'll be making money, and it won't be that you've taken a huge step down. Maybe you've downsized a little bit, but you've got, you know.
Well, I think that would be something very big for me to move out there. Is that I would I would need to have the money to be able to keep my home here and be able to go back and forth. Like, that's, you know, like, I'm just not that person. Like, I would go nuts if I had to worry about when was I going to be able to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no,
if
I
want to go back, I'm jumping on a plane or I'm getting on a train or bus, whatever, and I'm going home this week.
You're talking to Miss Texas here. I understand it. You know me. I love me some Texas. I love my family. And I'm like, oh, after a while, I got to see them. So I get it. You know what, Jess? We're down to, like, less than 50 seconds.
I know. I'm trying to find the theme song because we got to go.
How funny time flies when it's just a dynamic duo.
All right, bitches.
I love the shows that we do together. All right, bitches.
Bye.
Bye. Me gusta tu figo.
I was just gonna do that.